creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
I'm here, and I'm very pleased to be chatting to the girl of a thousand voices. Her name is Christina Bianca. Maybe a new name to you, but I have loved her work for the past couple of years. In December, Christina will be playing the fairy godmother in Cinderella from the 28th of November to the 4th of January. You might have seen her, of course, in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as the narrator back in February, but I'm very pleased to be sitting down and having a chat with Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thank
You're
you
looking
so much.
Gorgeous. And
it's quite a lot of makeup for this hour, but that is what this Panto press launch entails, so I dove right in.
And I love the fairy wings. Doesn't work well on radio, but if I describe it, some gorgeous fairy wings and more glitter on that costume.
I could fly away or catch fire at any moment.
Well, don't fly away and don't catch fire either. So let me take you back to sort of where it all started. I mean, how did you discover the talent for doing the impressions? That was just buttons passing by.
Oh, that's so. Right. I always tell people it started very naturally. At a very young age, I would sing along to whatever was playing around the house. And my parents tell me I would take on sort of the tone, the style, and the sound of the artist that was performing. And it was, let me tell you, my mother always was playing music and playing the piano. She sang all the time. And my father worked in radio. So, my goodness, there was quite an eclectic selection of music. So from Reba McEntire to, Ella Fitzgerald, the big Broadway soundtracks. And it was just, everything was in the house. And I didn't know I was doing it. So I didn't do impressions with authority. It was just something that sort of came naturally. I had a natural ear for mimicry. It wasn't until I got a lot older and I let a few slip in front of friends. I think it was, the one I remember the most was a Celine Dion song, That's the Way It Is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, came out. And I was singing along at a little party. I was in junior high, the one above primary school. And I was just sort of singing along. And someone was like, oh, my God, Christina, do it again, do it again. And I thought, oh, people like this sort of thing. So I knew that impressions were something that people did to make others laugh. A lot of stand-up comedians did them, but I never in a million years thought, oh yes, I shall try to hone this skill and make it a part of my career. It all happened so slowly, and I cannot tell you all at once, but basically I was listening to my whole life the cast recordings of Forbidden Broadway. That's a show in New York that lovingly spoofs and parodies of Broadway shows and their stars. In fact, it played here in London many times, and I was in it in the West End. But so listening to those cast albums, singing along, essentially impersonating the impressionists. So it's like my Liza Minnelli is derived from Liza Minnelli, but also Christine Petty's impression of Liza Minnelli. So it's a bit once removed. But I saw an audition for it when I was a bit older. I thought, everyone always tells me I can take direction very well and I have funny voices that I can do in voiceovers and they need a little kid to sound like a little kid. They need an old lady, they'd call me. And so I thought, I'm not too embarrassed to go in and do impressions. My goodness. I got the job and all of a sudden I was reviewed as this great impressionist, asked to do impressions everywhere, and it changed my life overnight. And that's when I thought, I really have to do something with this and study it. So that's a very long answer for you, but there you go. It took about 20 years for me to figure it out.
To become an overnight success.
Yeah. So
if you're not sort of gone down that route then, what would you have been?
Well, it's what I was doing, really. I mean, I've always been a singer and actor in my own right, always doing theatre.
Yeah.
So basically, the impressions became something that was a surprise addition to my career. For a while, it almost took over, which is one of the reasons I live here now, actually, in the UK, was I got so many more opportunities that were well-rounded opportunities. I love doing impressions. I have such a fun time doing them, and it's a joy. But if it was the only thing I did, I'd be miserable because I love to sing as Christina. And so I had done work, in New York and around the country and all over as Christina, building a resume, with my own voice. So it's the balance between the two that's the most appealing to me. And so this, coming off playing the narrator in Joseph, where I didn't do any impressions for 9 months, this is a joy because I get to combine my own voice with, of course, a little magic for the fairy godmother, throwing in impressions as well. So that's my goal, is to always keep a balance of both.
With the role of fairy godmother, which, as we've said, that's the part that you're playing in Cinderella, do you know sort of the impressions that you're going to... Is that all sort of down on paper, or...?
It's not down on paper yet, because, first of all, you want to play in the rehearsal room. You want to see what works within the show. Things might come up, and I might be surprised. Oh, that reminds me of a quote that so-and-so says, and let's get that impression in. Also, I don't just do singing impressions. I do speaking impressions, and so I want to make sure I can be current and get in some current events and what's popular that week and throw in bits. You know, you can't improvise too much in a panto, because you have to be very strict to time.
Yes.
But we want to be a little bit of a surprise, which means I have to be current, which means I have to start watching all the telly I can.
When you're looking for an impression, or when one comes along, what is it that you look for in the person's voice?
It's a unique sound in the voice, or a unique pattern of speech, mannerisms that are specific. People sometimes ask me to do impressions of artists, even vocally, like Dua Lipa or something. They don't have a particularly distinct sound. It doesn't mean I'm dissing their voice at all. They have a wonderful voice, but it's not a distinct sound.
Yeah.
Whereas someone like, I'm trying to say,
Kristen Chenoweth
sounds like she's on helium. So, of course, you're going to hear that voice right away, and you're going to know that's her. Even people that don't know her voice.
Yes.
You know? And one of my favorite British impressions to do is the actress Catherine Parkinson. And people always go, oh, who is that? And then you tell them her credits, and everybody knows who she is. She's in everything.
Yeah.
And people might not know her name as well as they absolutely should, but they do absolutely know her voice. And they know that she's got that sort of soft, whispery tone. It's a bit sing-songy. And even if she gets silly, it sort of always comes back to that general place. And it's those little things. When I heard that voice, I said, what a unique voice. So it appealed to me, and I attempted it right away. One that doesn't come across as well with just audio would be like Olivia Colman, because she's clipped, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about my face, and I'm holding my face and going, oh, yes. It's the pattern of it you might hear over the mic, but and over an audio recording. But it's really the facial expressions, the pauses, and those bits. So the impressions are very dynamic, you know, among each other. So finding the right ones to put in the show, finding the right order to put them in, and seeing what actually lands with the audience are very different things. So hopefully it will all go well. But if not, I'll have one or two previews to work it out.
It's probably going to be sort of a question like, you know, who's your favourite child with this one? But what's your favourite impression? Which one do you really look forward to going into?
Oh, goodness. I always say Celine Dion.
I thought you was going to say
that. Yeah, I always say Celine.
I love that Celine
Dion. She's actually, my vocal timbre is not that dissimilar to hers, so it's not difficult in that respect, but obviously her voice is so grand, and everyone knows she's an extraordinary singer. So if you're, you know, deigning to be like, oh yes, I'm going to impersonate Celine, you better have the goods to back it up. So it's always a bit daunting, but I like the challenge. But I always say she's a full package impression, because not only does she have an incredible voice and her vocal phrasing while singing is particular, she has a particular way of speaking that is also quite particular, you know. Sometimes she puts the emphasis on the syllable you were not expecting, you know, and it is very silly. But also her mannerisms.
Yeah.
The way she moves her body, the way she chest pounds, the way she holds her face a little bit crooked with a little smirk. It gives me so much to work with. So a full-bodied impression, I love it. Yeah.
I must admit, I love the Julie Andrews
impression.
And I've seen the YouTube videos as well, where you do an artist but singing a song which they would never, ever sing.
And with respect, I always tend to have Julie sing something a little bit naughty.
Yes. All about that bass, I can remember. That on YouTube,
My favorite one is Hot Stuff, if that's on YouTube.
Yes,
I love Julie Andrews singing Hot Stuff. It works really well. I don't know why. Julie should have covered all of these tunes. But there's something classic. We'll definitely hear Julie Andrews in this show. And undoubtedly, her speaking voice is so particular. Everyone knows she sort of sounds like, you know, always perpetually will be like a Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way. Or the Lady Whistledown, of course. So she's even now, so iconic. There's no way I can't do Julie, so she will be in the show for sure.
And there's loads of other brilliant ones, like I just made a few lists here. I mean, Britney Spears, Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland. There's so many iconic voices.
You know, a lot of the young kids today don't know those voices as well as they should, so I'm happy to do them and educate them a bit.
Yes.
But also I'll probably try to throw in some more voices that the kids are talking about these days, like Ariana Grande, of course, Adele, and all that. So we'll see. I've got a few ideas up my sleeve. I can't give them all away, but
oh no, you've got to keep something.
The great thing about Panto is there really is something for everybody.
Yes.
But within my own performance and the number in which I do impressions, I have to make sure there's something for everybody within that number as well. So for the grandparents, we'll love the Judy Garland or the Shirley Bassey if I throw in Cilla, you know. But then their kids will probably love Celine Dion and Aguilera and Britney Spears. And so I've got to try to find something for the younger generation. I can't just do Peppa Pig now, can I? So we've got to work it out.
That would be an interesting one. Peppa Pig sings whatever.
Yeah, so. good idea.
Now, you're over here for about 5 weeks in Nottingham for Panto. During that time, will you be doing any cake decorating? Because I know that you love cake decorating.
Well, sadly, and at this time of year, I love to cake decorate. I love it. I'm a very poorly trained, self-taught sugar artist. I love that. But because I will be displaced from my own home, the best you're going to get is some baking. When I love to bake. I love Christmas time and eating all the things I shouldn't. I'll be smart because, of course, I have to, fit into this fairy godmother costume. But I'm really looking forward to probably this time sampling what Nottingham has to offer, because I'm displaced from home, but having new Christmas traditions is good. I ate so well here during Joseph. My goodness, one of the best meals I ever had in my life was at Raymond's. Raymond's, if you're listening, I'm going to book like 3 times. I'm coming in. And I'm just so excited. So although I won't have the full cake decorating experience, because it's a lot of gear, and I don't think anybody needs me doing that mid-panto. But I'm looking to have new experiences here and testing all of the goodies, yeah.
Another thing that I know that you love is Benedict Cumberbatch films
yes.
as well. So will you, on laptops and stuff like that, will you be having a whole set of Benedict films to pass those... while you're in your room, your dressing room?
Yeah, I think so. Well, dressing room, but after the show and all that, you've got to go home and rest.
Oh, you've got to wind down.
You can't party too much. And, Cumberbatch hasn't done a lot of mainstream films in a while, and I have a lot of his indie films to catch up on. I did just see The Roses. That's very good. Not particularly the most jolly Christmas fare, but I love that. Now, I really have always loved him, but you know what? It's a good time when you're cozy and you're away from your home and away from my husband and dog. You want to watch the movies and the TV shows that you know really well, like your comfort films.
Yeah.
Which means I will be rewatching Sherlock.
Oh, brilliant.
So there you go. You're not wrong.
Talking about your dog, Jeff Vader.
Yes.
The husband's looking after it. Will Jeff and the husband be popping up to see you in Nottingham?
They will. They absolutely will. Thank goodness the theatre is, it happens to be pet friendly. So that's lovely. My dog, though, might not be so friendly to the theatre in that he's 16. He's about to be 17 in about two weeks. Yeah, and he's 15, he's about to be 16.
Yeah.
And he's doing so well. He's very healthy, but sometimes the change in location and new people can be a little bit jarring to him. So we're going to ease him in. We're going to bring little Jeff in and have him meet everybody here at the theatre. And it's really kind. I have a friend who lives not too far away in Leicestershire. And my first few Christmases here when we had no family, he hosted us. He and his mother hosted us for Christmas. And when I did Joseph last year, we opened in Edinburgh at Christmas. And when I was there, my husband went back to my friend's home nearby for Christmas. So this year, we all get to be there together. So I'm actually able to have Christmas with friends in a environment I already know. So I'm really grateful that I get to spend it with friends and just have a lovely time. So I'm already happy about this panto. It's already a great choice.
It is. It's going to be a great panto. You're here with Craig Revel-Horwood and Neil Hurst in Cinderella, which is at the Nottingham Theatre Royal, the 28th of November to the 4th of January. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been lovely to meet you.
And
I'm just as starstruck now as I was when I came in.
Oh, bless you.
And I can't wait to see some more stuff on YouTube as well.
I'll get on. I'll start putting some good content.
When you got 5 seconds or so.
Yeah, this cast is so much fun. I'd be a fool not to. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.